This is Connecticut Public Radio. I'm Diane Orson. Arabic musician, dancer, and folklorist Karim Nagy is bringing his dynamic educational performances to Connecticut schools and libraries this week. I invited the drummer, a native of Egypt, to join us in the studio and demonstrate traditional Arabic hand percussion. Karim Nagy, welcome to Morning Edition.
Thank you so much.
Can you describe the percussion instrument you brought into the studio?
The one that I have in my hand, which is the one that fascinates a lot of people, is called the riq, and it's a tambourine, except the skin is a fish skin, the traditional one, and now there are some plastic ones, and there are, you know, five cymbals around, and you can hit the skin or you can hit the cymbals themselves, and I could play you an example. It's right in my hand.
Sure.
Okay. So I would make a combination of the lower sounds and the higher sounds, depending on where I hit. I can hit the cymbals as well. So it's a lot of sound for a small and simple instrument.
And are you playing a sort of root rhythm and then embellishing on that?
That's exactly right. Every rhythm has a name and a skeleton. The rhythm I just played is called a masmoudi, small masmoudi. The word masmoudi is an Arabic word. It means like a pillar or something that holds something up. And so that the skeleton is, and I would count it, doom, doom, stek, doom, stek, doom, doom, stek, doom, stek, and then I would embellish it in order to give it its character. But this is the skeleton.
Hmm.
Just like that.
What led you to want to find ways to introduce and share Arabic culture here in the U.S.?
Perhaps it's a product of me living here and of finding that there is, you know, some animosity against Muslims and Arabs in the United States based on current events, whether it's 9/11 or whether it was the Palestinian-Israeli conflict or the current administration. Basically, I always was compelled to want to share my culture with people around me so that they would feel more comfortable and less fearful of people from my part of the world, be it Egypt or the rest of the Arab world or the Muslim world. And music seems to be a good gateway for people. It humanizes me. It humanizes the culture. And then from there, I think people are much more receptive to get to know us as people.
And we're speaking at a time of intense focus on the Arabic world. I mean, certainly on Saudi Arabia just right now, but also continuing focus on Syria, on Palestine. I'm wondering, when you do your presentations, how do those complex dynamics, both in the Arab world and here in the U.S., affect you and your art?
I think that I must always be aware of them. So the dialogue is going on in my mind, but I don't need to impose the dialogue on my audience. I mean, the program could be as simple as, I can always use the root of the music to help start the connection with people. But it is important for me to know that I, through this music or through the performance or through the dance, that I am also offering the counterbalance to all the other issues that are in people's minds as well.
And let's talk about that intersection between music and dance.
Well, in Arabic culture, what you hear is what you see and vice versa. A deaf person would be able to interpret what the music sounds like by watching some traditional dancing. And there's an immediate parallel. And this is across the Arab world, from North Africa to West Asia, Morocco, all the way to Iraq. You will see this parallel all the time. And in my mind, they are one art form. They coexist.
Let me ask you something. You perform traditional Arabic music and dance, but you're also open to mixing musical genres and mixing cultural influences. Do you face pushback on that?
I feel that culture is evolving, and I definitely want to represent my culture, but I am also not a museum curator all the time. And something that was traditional when it was created was at that time contemporary. Something that was contemporary in the past is now considered tradition. So I think it is important to be open and to fuse and to make hybrids as long as you do it in a responsible way.
I want to thank you for coming in. And can you play something as we wrap up our conversation?
Absolutely, absolutely. So I can do maybe a little survey of rhythms from around the Arab world. Let's start with Morocco, Egypt, Saudi Arabia, Syria, and Iraq.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much for having me.